Today's episode, we're going to be discussing why we decided to start a podcast and where did the name come from. I'm John, and I hope to see you inside. Welcome to the Light Up the Darkness Christian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor John Edwards. In a world full of questions and confusion, this podcast's main purpose is to tackle the Bible's biggest questions while still sharing the love of Jesus. Thank you for joining in on this journey. So go ahead and sit back, enjoy a cup of coffee, and let's turn on the light. Thank you for joining me for the very first episode of Light Up the Darkness. My name is John, and I have the privilege of being one of the pastors here at Mount Hope Friendly. So as the intro suggests, today we're going to discuss why a podcast, what are we doing with a podcast, and why did we decide to name it Light Up the Darkness, and is there any significance to that? So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in. So the reason we decided to start a podcast is because a good portion of our listeners are online. With that, we wanted to give another platform for people to be able to learn more about God, but also we wanted to start a platform where people could ask questions on what they may not understand. Because we live in a world today that it's full of lies. You have what's called individual truths. You have preachers selling tickets to heaven, and the list will go on and on. This purpose and this podcast will be solely to ask questions and see the biblical responses. We will do our absolute best to keep our opinions out of any of the situations and be totally objective with what does the Bible say. Now, my hope is to see a lot of interaction and to see, honestly, further development. I would like to see new members. I'd like to see guests be able to come in. But it's like anything else, the first thing we have to do is share the main purpose of why Jesus came. Now, the reason we chose Light of the Darkness is out of John chapter 1. John refers to Jesus as the light of the world in the darkness. Now, if he thought times were dark then, look at the world around you today. Wars, famines. I believe we're arguably in one of the darkest times that this world has ever seen. But what is darkness? Darkness is nothing more than the absence of light. Now, you can break this down into three different platforms. You can do one, physical darkness, spiritual darkness, and intellectual darkness. Now, what does all that mean? So if you're talking about the absence of light on physical darkness, walk into a dark house. If you're talking about on spiritual darkness, are you missing the light inside? And when you're talking about intellectual darkness, are you referring to lack of understanding? So when we're talking about this, we're referring to, or especially when we're talking about this darkness, we're referring to the darkness spiritually. Now, the world, obviously you have daylight, you have lights everywhere. But spiritually, the world has become extremely dark. I mean, very recently, I watched a whole little parade in Brazil where it was consistently mocking Jesus. I turn on a TV and I see a cartoon about the devil being misunderstood. And this list just goes on and on. They're not just feeding the mind of adults, they're feeding the mind of children to confuse, to not give clear, precise answers to help the development. And that's why today we're here. And this doesn't just go for us here at the church or the pastors or the podcast. This goes for the church in general. Because the one thing I've always said is a church isn't a destination, it's the congregation. It's the people that's actually involved. And that's why this is a call to action. This is saying, hey, we've got to do something about this. We've got to get out in the highways and byways and actually have those difficult conversations. Because I don't know if you've been following on any of the sermons that I've preached. We started the new year off with Light Up the New Year. And the reason we went that way is America is getting ready to get in one of its darkest times. And not just America, but the entire world. Look outside. What chapter of Revelation are you in today? But the point I'm making is we pass by so many people on a daily basis. We interact with so many people. We talk, play sports, play video games, work with, go to lunch with. And so many of these people honestly don't even know that there is a Savior. They don't even know how to go to Jesus if they wanted to. The world is being truly deceived by a comfortable lie and by these little distractions. And that's where we're going to come in. Our job and our goal is to spread as much news and spread as much of Jesus as we can. I implore you to ask your friends to watch the podcast. Ask your friends to watch the sermons. Ask them to ask questions. Because the last thing any of us wants is somebody we know to die and lose their soul. The one thing that I constantly think of is when that trumpet sounds and I go into the air, I don't want to be able to turn around and see people that I know and love. And then imagine that. Because after that portion, you already know that the world is going to literally be hell on earth. If you don't believe me, read the book of Revelations. It dives into a very graphic and scary time in human history. But that being said, do you want to stand before Jesus and someone ask you, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you warn me? You knew the answer and you chose not to tell me. And the reality is, there's no good excuse. Because, like I discussed a couple Sundays back, I don't hate anyone enough to send to not tell them about Jesus. And this goes for all of us. If you know somebody and you choose not to tell them about Jesus, what kind of hatred is in your heart? What kind of fear? Because when the Bible talks about the personality types that God hates and sends to hell, he refers to the coward. Because it'll go the liar, the thief, and then it goes the coward. I believe we will have to answer for what we do in this world. Jesus said it himself, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. And this is what happened in America. We stopped standing on biblical principles and we started just going with whatever they said the culture was. And that's why this podcast and the church in general is working. It's going to be taking a movement. It's time to get back out there and it's time to say, hey, this isn't right. It's time to see souls get saved and the lost find a Savior. Jesus never stopped healing, saving, and producing miracles. The church stopped looking. Because as the Bible says, where much is given, much is expected. In America, we have access to all of this. We have access to the Bible on our cell phones. We have access to so many thousands of books in bookstores that so many different variations of the Bible. If you can't understand thee, thou, they've got a Bible that takes that out and puts modern language in it. But the thing is, with us having this much, that also means a lot will be expected out of us. And when my interpretation on that is, if God sees us with this much freedom, this much liberty, this much biblical information, there is no reason we get it wrong. Because I was reading a book not too long ago, and it was talking about how these Christians in Romania were actually suffering persecution. That they were so thankful and so happy to have one page of the Bible that they could hand back and forth to each other. But they're not the only country like that. There's so many other countries. I'm not going to name any congregations, but there's a few congregations that actually watches us in countries that are filled with persecution of Christians. And here we are in America complaining that it's so hard to be a Christian because, hey, we got to monitor what we watch. We got to monitor what we listen to. We got to get up early and go to church on Sunday. Or we got to sit back and listen to the preacher. We got to give tithings. All of this is nothing compared to, look at the 12 disciples. Out of 12 of them, and including the 13th that replaced Judas, all of them died a gruesome death except for one. They knew what they were getting into. And the rest of the world is the same way. But here we are in America with all this opportunity, and that's why this podcast, that's why this church movement is so critical, and why I want to share it with as many people as we can get out to. Because I really do believe that sometimes we're the only Bible that people will ever get to see. And it's like I said during one sermon, if you're the only Bible they're going to see that day, I really hope you're not having a bad day. But we're going to be diving a lot more into a lot of details on different things. And I hope you will join me. And let's see what we can do. Let's light up this path. Let's light up this darkness. And let's see souls get saved. Because in closing, this reminds me of an article I read one time. There was a hurricane that happened. There was a hurricane that hit. And there were starfish all up and down this beach. And this man, he came out and started running. Started grabbing a starfish and throwing it into the ocean. He grabbed another, threw it into the ocean. He just started grabbing as many as he could and started throwing. And a man came up to him and actually was mocking him. He said, "Sir, are you so foolish you believe you're going to save all these starfish? There's no way you can do it. Why bother?" And the guy said to him, he said, "You're right. I can't save all of them, but there's one that's saved. There's one that's saved. And that's our call to action. We're not going to be able to save the world. But remember, heaven rejoices every time one soul gets saved. Imagine that. Everything stops in heaven to rejoice for that one person. How many people in your life could be that one person? How many people do you interact with? How many people do you... Thank you for tuning in today and joining us on our discussion. If you received anything out of it, please feel free to subscribe. And also, join us on our other social media platforms. You can find them all on www.mounthopenc.com. And once again, don't forget to share the light of Jesus with everyone you know. My name's John, and thank you for tuning in to Light Up the Darkness. God bless.